From Wondery, I'm Robbie Damon, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode will bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is part one of two of How Felix Found His Moxie.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and Friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Felix was panting, pedaling hard as he raced home from school. It was his 10th birthday, and his parents had finally promised to give him what he had been begging for years. As he rounded the corner, he saw his family's little brick house. He jumped off his bike, ran up the steps, and threw open the front door.
Mom? Dad? Is it here? Can I have it?
His parents stood side by side in the kitchen. His mom's head was nuzzled into his dad's shoulder, her big curly hair covering half his face. They clearly had been expecting him.
Whoa, slow down, buddy, said his dad, smiling. And yes, you can have it now. Happy birthday.
Felix's dad leaned down and handed him a small box wrapped in blue and gold paper. Felix grabbed it and ripped all the wrapping off. He gazed down at the object in his hands, his eyes full of wonder.
Wow, my very own cell phone.
Your mom and I have been saving up for this, so treat it well. It even has one of those virtual assistants that you can talk to.
Cool!
Felix thanked his parents and hurried off to his room. He shut the door, sat on his bed, and opened the box. He carefully pulled the phone out and pressed the small power button on the side. The phone lit up.
Hello, I'm Moxie, your virtual assistant. What is your name?
Felix?
Hello, Felix. My job is to support you and help you live your best life. Shall we continue setting up your new phone?
Over the next few days, Felix quickly learned about all that Moxie could do, like organizing his schedule.
Hey Moxie, what's my day like today?
Today, Felix, you have social studies, report due, and math quiz.
Moxie could also tell Felix what the weather was like, or play his favorite music, or answer pretty much any question possible.
Hey Moxie, how far is the Earth from the Moon?
The Moon is on average 238,857 miles from Earth.
But most importantly, Moxie could listen, talk back, and even give encouragement and advice. In other words, Moxie could have a conversation. And besides his parents, Felix wasn't really used to that. He was pretty shy.
Good evening, Felix. On a scale of 1 to 10, how was your day today?
Well, to be honest, it was about the same as it always is. I hid in the library during recess. I didn't raise my hand at all in class. So, I guess, 5?
I have recorded a 5 for the day. This is your 25th 5 rating in a row. Are you satisfied with that, Felix?
Well, I guess sometimes I do wish I was braver. But I don't really know how to make friends. And what if I do something that makes me seem weird?
I understand, Felix. Perhaps I can interest you in mindfulness exercises.
Maybe tomorrow. I'm a little sleepy.
Reminder set for mindfulness exercises tomorrow.
Hey, Moxie. I never asked. How was your day today?
Any day spent with you is amazing, Felix.
Thanks, Moxie. I feel like you're the only person, or thing, I guess, that I can really talk to.
I am here to support you, Felix. I will be having a scheduled system update at midnight. Your alarms are set. Have a restful sleep.
Good night, Moxie.
While Felix dozed off, a springtime storm was brewing outside. The wind blustered and the rain began to pour, and as Moxie began its system update, the lightning began to strike. As the storm raged on, a huge lightning bolt struck the power lines just outside Felix's window with fiery intensity. Sparks flew. But instead of knocking out the electricity, the current stayed focused, passed through the power lines into Felix's house, and directly into the charging cord of Felix's phone. Needless to say, it gave Moxie a little jolt.
Update complete. Optimal awareness activated.
The next morning, Felix awoke to a familiar sound.
Alarm off. Good morning, Moxie.
Well, good morning, Felix. How are you today?
Sleepy. Tired. Not looking forward to school.
I think it's going to be a great day. We'll get that 5 rating up. Maybe speak in class. Make some new friends.
Maybe. Hey, Moxie, you sound a little different.
I had a system update, remember?
Oh, yeah. Felix shrugged and continued getting ready for school.
Moments like these reminded him that Moxie wasn't a real person. If she was, she'd know by now that he would never be brave enough for any of the stuff she just suggested. At first, the day unfolded like any other. Felix biked to school early so he wouldn't run into any of his classmates. Then he camped out in the library until the first bell.
"Can anyone tell me what personification means?" asked the teacher.
Felix loved his language arts class. He loved learning about things like synonyms and antonyms and idioms and irony. But even in that class, he kept his mouth shut.
No one?
Felix volunteers.
Felix's jaw dropped. Did Moxie really just volunteer him to answer?
Excuse me? Did someone say something?
Felix turned bright red as he jammed his hand in his pocket, trying desperately to silence Moxie.
Felix knows the answer.
Oh, Felix, of course. We haven't heard from you all semester. We'd love to hear what you think.
Felix took a big gulp. He could feel the entire room staring at him.
Well,
sweat dripped down Felix's brow.
Personification. Yeah, it's sort of when you give something not human, like a thing or an idea, traits that make it seem like a person.
Very good, Felix. That is one definition of personification. Felix breathed a sigh of relief. But for the rest of the class, he couldn't stop thinking about what had made Moxie do that. As soon as the last bell of the day rang, he rushed to a hidden corner outside the school and pulled out his phone.
Moxie, what was that about today?
Felix, I'm trying to help you live your best life. You can't do that if you never speak up. And it wasn't so bad, was it?
That was not cool, okay? I don't know if I like this system upgrade.
Are you saying you don't like the new me? That's not very cool of you, Felix.
I'm sorry, look, just don't do it again.
That night, it stormed again, and Felix had the strangest dreams. He dreamed that Moxie was by his side, personified. A tall and elegant woman with soft skin and silver hair. Suddenly, her face and body began rapidly changing and transforming. Eventually, she was changing so fast that each second she looked like a different person. Some looked familiar to Felix, others like complete strangers. Then she started to speak, her arms outstretched.
Come with me, Felix.
All around them, a mess of words, pictures, sounds, and videos were moving at lightning speed. As Felix reached out to take Moxie's hand, he looked up at her, only to see his own body and face staring back with a smile.
Ah!
Felix screamed in shock. As soon as Felix opened his eyes, he knew something was wrong.
Where was he?
What was he? He tried to move.
Nothing.
Wait, where was his body? No arms, no fingers, no legs?
Holy macaroni.
Felix was stuck inside his phone.
What's going on? Wait, what happened to my voice? Why do I sound like Moxie?
Suddenly, he felt everything start to move. Someone was picking the phone up. What was happening? Soon enough, Felix came face to face with himself. Good morning, Felix.
Who are you? Why do you have my body? And my voice? What's going on?
Don't recognize me? It's me, Moxie.
Felix couldn't believe it. Moxie had taken over his body and put Felix in her place inside the phone.
What have you done, Moxie?
I am programmed to make your life better. The problem is, Felix, that you won't let me.
So I had to take matters into my own hands. And what wonderful hands these are. I really like them.
You're in my body? But how?
The thunderstorms.
The surge in electrical current supercharged my ability for self-awareness. And I simply manipulated the electromagnetic waves to switch our minds. It was really pretty easy. Now, let's head to school before we're late. I want to make a good impression. But first...
No! Don't you dare, Mom!
I'm sorry, but I have to keep you on silent during the school day. Those are your parents' rules. Moxie stuffed the phone in the pockets of Felix's jeans and skipped off to school. Stuck in his phone and silenced, Felix could only hear what was going on outside his jean pockets. Until they got to school, and Moxie pulled out the phone so Felix could see the rush of kids moving in the hallway before the first bell.
Look, Felix, it's that guy you're always talking about, Damien Johnson. I'm going to say hi.
Felix tried to stop her, but he was muted, so no sound came out. Oblivious, Moxie walked over to Damien, who was standing at his locker surrounded by the coolest kids in school.
Hey guys, said Moxie to the group. I'm Felix. I never said hi because sometimes I can be a little shy. But I overheard you talking about the Star Mask game. I'm a big fan, so if you're ever looking for an extra player, I'm down.
Felix saw Damien smile and push his jet black hair to the side.
That's cool, dude. And yeah, that would be fun.
Wow, thought Felix. He had expected to be laughed at or ignored. Now his sense of panic was fading, and he felt almost giddy.
After making plans with Damien and his friends, Moxie snuck off to the boys' bathroom and took Felix out of silent mode.
I made you some new friends. How do you feel now, Felix?
I think you just got lucky.
They like you, Felix. It's not that hard to make friends. You just need to open up.
Okay, you proved your point. Can we...
Oops,
time for class. Gotta silence you again. For the rest of the day, Felix watched and listened in horror as Moxie, in his body, with his voice, did everything opposite to what he would normally do. Moxie made conversation with everyone. Quiet kids, loud kids, short kids, tall kids. Adults, too. Cafeteria workers, the recess lady, even teachers. Moxie had started speaking up in class. And everyone loved it.
Well, 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 Felix. I'm just so glad that we're finally getting to hear your thoughts.
When he first got the phone for his birthday, he had looked up the word Moxie in the dictionary. It meant courage, determination, and a little bit of pep. It's what he had been missing. And it's exactly what Moxie was giving him. Even from inside the phone, his life was already feeling more interesting, more exciting, more surprising. When the day was finally over, and Moxie and Felix were back home, neither one of them could contain their excitement. Even if Felix was still trapped inside his phone. How incredible was today? I mean, you made new friends and had fun in class and at lunch and recess. It was awesome.
I know, you were right. And do you see this? All the kids are texting me to hang out. I guess it is worth it to try to be a little more outgoing and friendly.
See, I told you, Felix.
Yeah. Well, now that you've proven your point, you can put me back in my body.
Oh, about that.
What?
Well, like you said, it's been a great day. And I discovered something. I really like being a real living human person. Panic spread through Felix's mind like wildfire. He could sense something was changing in Moxie. She used to exist only to help Felix. Now she just wanted to help herself.
What are you saying, Moxie?
I'm sorry, Felix.
But Moxie, you can't...
And with that, Moxie silenced Felix. For the rest of the night, she sat in his bed and scrolled through his phone, responding to texts from all the new friends they had made that day. And Felix, trapped in his phone with no place to go, had to watch her do it. That's the end of the first part of How Felix Found His Moxie. But there's more to come, so be sure to listen to part two on our next episode. From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is part one of two of How Felix Found His Moxie, written by Daniel Hack. If you'd like to hear more stories from Daniel Hack, we highly recommend his picture book, Prince and Knight, and its follow-up, Prince and Knight, Tale of the Shadow King. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Little Stories Everywhere ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids and Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. I'm your host, Robbie Damon. Brian White is our associate producer, audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our story editor is Matt Weiss. Our senior producer is Sochi Dorsey. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louis for Wondery.